Okay, we'll call ourselves back to order, and I see Mr. Metlars is here, so I guess we can talk about utilities.
Thanks to Commissioner Hopkins's reminder.
Somebody's got to keep you on the ball.
So we made a number of edits. We recirculated the draft. I received a couple more edits that we want to talk about today. So we'll start with an edit I received from Marty for deletion of some text on page 5, excuse me, of the draft.
Just the last two, the two paragraphs, the bottom two paragraphs on 5, just go into ways to avoid contamination or whatever. And I think, I mean, if we're going to review the wellhead protection ordinance, we'll get into those methodology whenever we get into that discussion. So it was just unnecessary language.
So this was old 2008 text.
Yes, it's old text.
But I want to get the group's decision on this because it is deleting a lot of text.
The two paragraphs on the bottom of 5.
For the record, the chairman is correct that the, you know, like the county has no permitting authority over transport of materials, whether that's a special load, hazardous load, or even the containers they travel in. So for us to stay out there and say and speak about that sort of is
unnecessary.
But the second paragraph talked about pervious and impervious coverage. Which
yes, the first paragraph, clearly we have no horse in that race.
Okay. Sorry, so I've heard delete the first paragraph. What about the second paragraph?
If you feel like we should, what do you think, Hans? We want to leave the second paragraph in?
The second paragraph, we do obviously regulate some of this indirectly through the Chapter 99 bulk standards for the road design.
So we also have the source water protection ordinance specifically.
Chapter 89.
Okay, so
right, but that's a standalone by itself. But I felt the tie into 99 was stronger.
Okay, so we'll leave the last and just strike the third. Is that okay?
Fine.
So just take out the first one, leave the second paragraph.
Right.
Okay. Another recommendation.
If I may, Alexis, the health hazard period, whether that's for young children or pregnant women, I think the comp plan probably should not speak to who we're protecting.
So take this sentence out here?
No.
Just,
just after.
Oh.
No, it is a health
hazard.
Period.
But it's irrelevant who we're threatening.
Okay. Another new strategy was suggested by Marty. It's up here on the screen. Marty or Hans, do you want to talk about this?
I'll let Hans, why don't you do that?
Yeah, that, you know that the Tier 3 was set up, the Tier 3 area. And you may recall we had this lengthy discussion whether we should have a map included or not map included. And I think the commission landed on let the map be an item which can be adjusted and stands by itself. But the tier description is definitely deeply embedded in the comp plan because it is a strategy to revise the underlying chapter 110 for the wastewater. And this is an addition to the Tier 3. Right now, the Tier 3 strictly speaks to the coordination between private and public utilities in obtaining their certificates. And this expands it to the sense if you have in a Tier 3, if a central sewer utility is developed by a private entity, such as a private regulated utility, with potential to serve as an existing community, the county can consider rewriting the bulk standards in the code with the respect to the underlying zoning. And Chanel and I know that. What it means essentially is if you have And Mr. Ross and I love to use the Bethel example. If somebody, some entity were to propose a major development next to, let's say, Bethel, and they would have to have central sewer in order to make it work under the code, that we would say, okay, we will give you consideration not of the density, that's a different issue, that's the density trading, or whatever you want to call it, what's the official name?
Density bonus.
Density bonus, thank you. No, this is more like, we, she and I know that we have certain bulk standards which will prevent you from getting the full density because either the lot size or the frontage or the parcel size overall come back to prevent you from getting that density. So if we were to say, if that entity were to provide sewer service ability to Bethel, adjoining the proposed subdivision, that in this case, the code could be adjusted, that there could be certain, and really, let's not talk numbers, but let's talk percentages, because we never know which one comes back and comes more onerous than another one, that the code could say, if you do that in a tier three, you could receive up to X percent in your bulk standard consideration. And that's sort of the broadest sense of the word what Chairman and Alexis and I have discussed last week.
So this strategy is not in your draft that you received. This came to me late down Friday. Were there any questions about it, given Hans's description?
I mean, it would require, obviously, county action, but that's what it is. It's a consider the rewriting of the bulk standards in the code.
This opens the door to try to help an opportunity down the road to mitigate some of the issues in the small communities. Maybe in Allendale is an example that you recently are working on with the central water with Artesian.
Janelle and Vince, do you see any issues with this?
No.
And it really, it's really more a Western Sussex solution because there's a number of existing very old communities along the Chesapeake watershed, mostly along the Nanticoke. Somebody were to propose a new major subdivision, it would only go on central sewer, and that would give it an opportunity for somebody to consider it at least.
Mitigation.
And that area happens to be in tier three, that's why it works.
That's the only reason it works. Any objections? Okay, we'll consider that strategy added. That was the only two changes, Alexis?
Vince set a number out yesterday. I don't have those up on the screen, but I can read them from the email if we want to go through those one by one. Let me grab it here.
Some of them are, I'm just looking for them on my email too. I think I can
find them here.
See when my screen's big enough for Vince's email. Vince, why don't you send to Alexis, and then she can put it up on the screen.
I can't even find my own.
I can probably get them out of my email.
Go.
Yeah. Do it this way.
Ah.
It was on Sunday, so that would be the 13th.
Thanks. Do you have the email?
I can pull it up.
Oh, okay.
Pretty funny. It's disappeared.
I actually found it, and usually I can't find mine.
I thought I copied myself. But
the new way they do they stack the emails, it's just difficult.
Copied myself on it.
Oh, I thought it was just because I wasn't a teenager.
I know, the way it stacks.
Them now, and they're difficult to get to.
Yeah, that's the problem because they're sort of like hidden underneath another layer.
Yeah, layers, and then you can't find them.
While we're waiting for him, I have one question, actually, that has to do with the last page with the support waste reduction and recycling efforts in the county, which I meant to bring this up the other day.
Do you want me to just go print it out?
strategy 8.6.1.1, which says include siting for recycling containers and land use approvals on controlled sites to avoid illegal dumping. I thought the state was actually pulling a lot of their recycling sites now. For that reason,
because talking to the guys over at the Solid Waste Authority, it's really an authority issue. It's not owned by the state. Containers are owned by the authority, not by the state.
Right.
And because they are so contaminated with trash.
Exactly.
So you have to have a site where somebody has control over it. In essence, you see, like, there is a site right next to Inland Base, but it is off a public road, even so it sits on county land. If this were to be on the Inland Bays Road, where we have to essentially, we can see it out of our window, I think it'd be a different story. And where we close the gate when we leave at 5 o'clock. So these kind of sites where you have, you know, controlled access, mm-hmm. probably will be viable in the future.
Okay.
The sites which are, especially one by Inland Bays, I can see it every day. People drive up at night and unload an entire pickup truck of trash.
That's what I was questioning. So, okay.
Yeah, in Worcester County, I mean, that guy is right there, standing right there as you're taking yourself. Make sure it's the right things being put in, and make sure you have the right permit. Mm-hmm. You paid your fee, or you know your annual fee, and all that. They're on it big time. I didn't even realize that all these transfer stations that there wasn't full time monitoring. That lack of control must be a real irritant.
It becomes a problem because then you have to dispose of the trash because it's contaminated.
Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so these are the comments I received from Vince. Did you want me to go through all of them, or did you have ones in particular that you wanted to talk
about?
No,
I mean, we talked about on that plan, it should be areas just to map the match what was on the plan. That's the
okay.
First one. The second one, did you understand what I was saying about, so there's tables that are numbered consecutively and there's figures that are numbered.
Yes.
Why they can't just all be numbered consecutively? Because like this one, so you read figure 8.2.1 and I see right below it table 8.2.2 and I'm looking, where's 8.2.1, and it's, you know, 3 pages later. What, can they all just be figures and all just numbered? You know what
we
I mean?
Can. I'd have to go back and redo the other chapters.
I've noticed that in elements, you know, reading through that it's confusing. You know, like, what am I looking for? A tape, you know, if it's a. I mean, well, so you look at, I mean, honestly, you look at this and I'm reading.
I refer to them as locations as opposed to some things or.
No. Well,
instead of map.
Because like this one, like I said, I'm reading water supply providers. The second paragraph starts off, figure 8.2.1 shows water service utilities. And I think, okay, right below there,
well,
there's
a graphic.
I could say
above or below, and maybe to direct people in the direction, because it might be referring to a previous figure.
Or we could put the page number on it.
Or why can't it just be?
Yeah, at the end after we have everything, because all the numbers are going to.
All right. Yeah. My thought was, so that first one is figure 8.2.1. The next one's figure 8.2.2. The next one's figure 8.2.3.
So all the figures are numbered and all the tables
are. They're not chronologically structured. The tables are.
The tables are.
The tables are
one
numbered and the figures
no
are
ordered
numbered.
Number, and the figures are in another ordered number. So you have two different sets of graphics, how they're numbered, and whatever. I've noticed that in other elements too, and I'm going, wait a second, that doesn't match the text here. And then I realize, oh, that's a table, not a figure. And
oh yeah, that is really confusing.
Yeah.
What we could do is, like, you know, table 2.2, so that way the table and the figure helps people figure out. It's like, oh, what am I looking for? And if we can then put like on page so and so.
But that'll have to go at the very end after we have the whole thing laid out. We know what page number it's actually going
to
go on.
Just to me, they're all figures. I mean, you know, somebody reading is not going to care that because there's, you know, a listing of words versus a depiction of a map. One's a table and one's a figure. You know, why aren't they all just figures? Because to me, just having separate numbering systems just leads to confusion. So, anyway, I don't.
I agree with you 100%. Could you say table/figure? It's one or the other.
I think you need to call it one or the other. You typically do call them out, tables and figures, but if there's too much confusion, we can just call it all one
so you're
thing,
saying
which
like
is a lot of
it's a lot of work
for Alexis to fix.
So you're saying like on page one, instead it would be referred to as figure 8.2-1. Well, in this case, one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because logically, like I said, if I'm in somebody in the public reading this, and I come to that paragraph that says figure 8.2.1, and my eyes are drawn down to that graphic beneath that,
yep.
I'm looking at that going, all right, the paragraph says figure 8.2.1 shows water service utilities in Sussex County that hold CPCNs, and I'm looking at that going, all right, that's right below that text. It's talking about number of wells by type. What, I don't see how that coincides, you know. And then I'm flipping to the next page, and I don't see it there. And you know, it just seems like it's.
By the time you figure it out, you're halfway worn out.
Yeah, and if you're, so anyway, that.
Well, in this this situation, it ended up 4 pages later, just because I didn't want to have like one paragraph and then the map taking up an entire page.
Yeah, I just know there's situations where
I could put it closer to the text where the reference is.
There's situations in other ones where there's a table
and a figure close by.
And a figure in the same page even, and you're like, well, one's, you know, 6.2.3 and one's, you know, 6.2.7 and they're right next to each, you know, whatever. It's confusing to somebody who is reading through it.
Can I just ask a question about going a step further? What about doing in addition to that?
I read the other ones on page eight. Every time.
I think that would be the easier way is to either associate with a page or like above or below, say like see above or see below or whatever to try to link it up a little bit better.
Versus
trying to renumber everything.
Page number.
All right, why don't we do page numbers after the whole plan's put together? We'll go back and we'll make a note to do that.
Put placeholders for it.
Because we don't know the page numbers at this point until it all comes together.
All right.
You're on my list today, Vince.
No.
Wow.
Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Well, let's keep going.
It's been cold. What the heck?
Yeah, right. So the next one.
We already took care of that one. Okay. The first sentence of the third paragraph. That one, we got rid of the third paragraph.
No, we didn't get rid of the third paragraph.
Oh, no, we got rid of the fourth paragraph.
That one, I don't know how you reword that, but Sussex County adopted a source water protection ordinance in 2008 to minimize the impact of land use activities on and reduce the risk of contamination of excellent groundwater recharge areas and wellhead protection areas that are the source of drinking water, blah, blah, blah. That phrase, to minimize the impact of land use activities on, there's nothing that follows on.
It goes to excellent groundwater recharge.
On and it should be like on and near
on the water supply.
I don't know, whatever you want to read.
On the water supply, is that what you're saying?
That's what it means. I think it got struck by accident.
Okay.
Either on the water supply or the groundwater supply.
Okay. Groundwater too, or just waters?
Well, ground. It's really groundwater on the groundwater supply.
With us all the time.
Because he's got 50 jillion other things to do. I think the next one was an
8.3.1, second paragraph.
This is a Hans one. I just want to make sure he's not on the same page. Because we're talking about those tier maps, and it says the maps showing the location of these tiers is available at the county engineering office. We need to reference that they got to be submitted to the Public Service Commission also, somewhere in there.
Our tier maps? No. Yeah. Remember, we as a public utility do not have to have a CPCN.
I know, but don't we have to have those? Because when we went through that with the planning area maps, we had those on there so that when they get the CPCN applications, they know where they fall in our tiers to know whether we have some say in whether or not they get a CPCN.
Right, I mean, like we would clearly share it with the Public Service Commission.
Yeah.
But would the comp plan say that? You know, that's.
I guess it doesn't have to.
It's something, you know, like we would do anyway.
Because the last time by ordinance, that's what it referenced, and the council approved the maps and they were sent to the Public Service Commission. Not for approval, but for. Yeah, I guess.
Because this map's not getting approved as part of this ordinance.
Oh, I know, but it will. We're going to have to amend Chapter 110. Which is going to have to reference this map, which is going to have to be approved by council and sent to the Public Service Commission. But I see your point. It's not like it's officially approved by the Public Service Commission. So
no.
It's just there for reference. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we'd like to get their input so our map can be more accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So leave it the way it is. That's fine. Alexis, you win one.
But Vince, I trust you make a note on how we need to rephrase 110.
Okay. I have this in here. And then...
That's fine. But that's some heavy lifting, Alexis. I mean, it looks, it's very easy. One sentence
right there.
This is hours and hours of work for us.
Oh, I know. That's me. No, it's, yeah, right.
All right. 832. Is this what you sent the email about this morning, Hans? I just saw you send something.
So that people get the number. What I expanded on Vince's and thought maybe the baseline should really be the world past the Great Recession. So I asked Jane to give us a 5-year baseline. And once we have the 5-year baseline, then we just say this particular year, in i.e. the last year, 2017, is X percent above the baseline.
Yeah. When I was reading it, just a percentage of what? It just wasn't as useful as knowing what the baseline was.
So once we have the numbers, I'll share them, or maybe Jane can share them with everybody, and then we work it in there that way.
Okay. The next one was minor. It was just taking out the word district, so whatever. That's easy enough.
Okay.
So this, I think, looking at my notes.
That one about South Coastal, I want to talk a little bit about
that. That's the one I wanted to hear. So that comment was in there about smaller houses being torn down, which affects capacity. I mean, I know that, I think that came from you or somewhere. No, it didn't.
It came from Environmental Services. Okay. It's one of Heather Sheridan's comments a while ago. And it's really what's driving it is not the size of the home, but whether it's rented or not rented. So when I look at our certain service territories, you see more rentals like in the Dewey area than you would say in the Inland Bays area. Inland Bays, if somebody has a house in Pelican Point, they're not going to rent it. That's going to be their second home. So if somebody has a house,
You're talking about like seasonal rentals, not...
Yes.
Yeah,
if somebody has a house on Coastal Highway, yes, it's most likely going to be rented. So I disagreed with that statement from the get-go, but I sort of let it go. But now that you brought it up, I think we need to really more... Our growth is really... It's pure growth. It's people have... We have more customers. We're growing by X percent, and that's really where the flow is coming from. Rental conversions, I think we're actually seeing a backwards trend that people are not willing to rent their houses anymore, especially after they spend a lot of money updating them.
It's hard to clean them up.
So Mr. Wheatley probably knows best whether the rental market increasing, stagnating, or going down.
I would ask Mr. Hudson.
I would say anecdotally in like the Rehoboth, Dewey, that area, that's going up. People are tearing down houses and building rentals, through Airbnb.
North Bethany, it's booming.
But we're not hitting the man.
My son cleans those houses in the summer for summer jobs.
He said if you want to buy a place and rent it out, you can do it anytime you want.
Yeah.
But so strangely enough, that's sort of similar to what we see is that the flows out of Dewey are consistently increasing, but we're seeing hardly any permits being issued,
right.
Which means hard, and that's an understatement. Obviously, there are permits issued in Dewey, but not as many as you would see the flows increase, so that's really driven by a change in your occupancy. While the Inland Bays flow, what comes to the Inland Bays wastewater treatment plant, and that's why I was somewhat careful trying to weigh in here when Vin said, "Oh, the same is true for Inland Bays." No, it's not. We see that really only at South Coastal and Rehoboth and
Wolf Neck
really not that much either, because you remember the majority of that area is serviced by the Lewis Board of Public Works. So we see more
seasonal stuff.
Yes, our year-round flow to Wolf Neck does not vary nearly as much as the city of Rehoboth or the Lewis Board plant or even South Coastal. These are the three facilities which see a lot of seasonal change.
How far north does the South Coastal thing go?
The inlet, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean it serves all the way to the inlet.
Okay, all right.
As a matter of fact, the Seashore Park is on South Coastal.
That's when I said Scruff, that's South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility.
Okay.
That's what So I guess my question is, do we need to have it in there? Because, you know, that statement, or I guess from your explanation, it maybe is true just for scruff then.
Or maybe just change the wording that, you know, however the study recommends, and then either leave it after peak flows or just say it's being impacted by seasonal.
Yes, being impacted by
seasonal population.
Seasonal population, seasonal increases in demand, because that's really what it is. And now, can we take that number out? Because, you know, like, I don't know where that number came from, the 20 million gallon number. I think expanding the capacity too, I would like to say expanding the capacity further, because a comp plan really shouldn't have
specifics,
engineering numbers in it. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, we could actually say the county is in the process to expand the capacity further, because the project's under design. I'll be here next Tuesday asking for the final design approval, so we can actually say expand it further in 2018-19. Now that's a real number which we can put in there.
The next one, number 8 from Vince's.
This one it sort of talked about, you know, what's happening, but it seemed like it didn't, just what I'm thinking of, didn't close out. You know, we need to, like I said, better coordinate among, which is what we're doing with the tier system, but, you know, just add a sort of a conclusory sentence on there.
Okay.
Just sort of, was left on.
I mean,
unresolved.
The coordination is really an economic issue. You see, if money is not an object, you could triplicate the wastewater infrastructure. You will run into the economics problem, and you will run into the right-of-way problem. You know, like, we have so limited right-of-way now, if you start putting more and more pipes in the ground, it becomes a quagmire. Nobody can afford or want to maintain. So the coordination is really driven by that need to have access to the most affordable infrastructure capacity. That's really what I'm trying to preach to council. Use existing capacity we have. That way we can expand our portfolio. You know, like, Rehoboth Agreement is a key point to that. For the county to have access to the wastewater treatment plant in Rehoboth for the West Rehoboth area, is a clear expansion of our wastewater options. And that's, you know, I think we've reached that point that we have now almost, we don't quite have it on the very southern side. You know, as we go out further, Route 54, eventually we would want to utilize some of Selbyville's capacity versus trying to build the 5th County Treatment Plant. So, you know, there we still need to work on it. I think in Seaford and Rehoboth and Lewis, we're there.
Just for your all's benefit, like when he says tying into Rehoboth's plant, and we keep using the, because I know sewer doesn't come in front of the commission, West Rehoboth, I said this before, is not geographically West Rehoboth, that's a whole big area, but so the county treats Henlopen Acres and Dewey Beach's water, and areas outside of Rehoboth, you know, and that goes to Wolf Neck, and it will also go through Rehoboth. So, you know, that's an integrated system that's not just limited to what geographically is West Rehoboth.
No, I mean, like, there are certain areas, just for a quick 10-second reference. We have pump stations where you can literally throw a baseball to the Rehoboth treatment plant, and they're going all the way to Wolf Neck. So,
all the way to pump.
So it makes a lot more sense to turn some of these around and take advantage of the capacity.
Plus you have the, you know, redundant capacity if something goes wrong.
Especially if you can go both ways.
Yes. The utility, is it, switching subject a little bit, but utility easements as far as trying to outside the public right of way, is that just too hard to do to get a utility easement? Thinking about future road expansion, since we're considering setback increases.
You know, like the DLDOT right now is looking at what's called a reservation, easement where they actually ask you to, if you were to do a project in the, but maybe you can, you don't want to speak to that? I was thinking, I should, I'm trying not to speak for the department. But Janelle, you may have seen some of the newer plans along the arterial roads. It's not just the right-of-way dedication, but also the reservation where the Delta tries to push the utilities into the reservation outside of the right-of-way. Now, the problem we have on large infrastructure projects with that, sometimes you can utilize it, and it's really rare, but sometimes you can. But because it's fragmented, you know, you don't get a point A to point B. It's going like a jack-o'-lantern. So utilities don't want to be laid that way. So you end up, you know, you end up trying to squeeze it in the right of way anyway, because to avoid this in and out all the time. So it's a, you know, like we are not a, I'm talking about pipeline utilities. I mean, cable utilities can probably do that. But in our case, it makes little sense to jump in and out every 300, 400, 500 feet.
Even with the ability to horizontal drill a well?
You still need an easement, even if you drill. You know, that's the problem between the jack-o'-lantern and the missing teeth. So you still need these easements. And so I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Delta obviously has a long-range 50-year vision. You know, but if we need to extend utility from A to B, we can't wait 50 years. I mean, at that point, you know, like sewer wants to be there when the first person wants to flush. The beauty with the two-lane road, it will work to a point.
I mean, and that's the county, though, does have the ability to go get easements. Like, when every time there's a new sewer district, you know, Hans and legal staff were out there negotiating easements, and sometimes, you know, you got to condemn them if, you know, if you don't get what you want and you need it and you can't redesign it, or you just don't get a response sometimes from people. So
the counselor speaks from a well-known standpoint of experience.
Yeah, I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Because he's trying to get one himself, and he seems to have a hard time.
Yeah, right. Thanks for bringing that up.
That's right. Yeah.
I was going to say,
yeah.
I've drafted hundreds of it. Right.
Turning into your David.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Well, we're trying to serve Mr. Robertson's property in the most economical and beneficial way for the county. And we're running into an issue with not getting easements. But you see, like,
not across mine, across the neighboring property. So hello, is this on, by the way?
As a matter of fact,
it's better and better.
Yeah.
But it's a statement of it's a statement of fact, and the fact is that the right of eminent domain can really works only well if you have little or no choices.
Yeah, right.
So in this particular case, it's a good bad example, because bad in the sense that we would like to have our system more efficient, because we're going to end up owning it and having to work with it for the rest of our forever. Not. And however, the alternatives preclude us from exercising the eminent domain right, because there's an alternative which works at a reasonable increase in cost. But if you look at the long-term implications, they're tremendous for this little example, because now we're ending up with several hundred feet of infrastructure in Arrowhead Road.
Oh, is that the rescue squad coming to save me? Is that what I hear?
Extraction team.
You end up with a piece of county-owned infrastructure in Kemp Arrowhead Road, which we have nothing, we serve nothing but one property, which from here to eternity, the county has to repair, maintain, and locate. So that cost, you know, in my opinion, is not factored in when the courts make the decisions, because they don't care.
You know, we say that there's an alternate, yeah, for the eminent domain route. Oh, right. I agree with that.
You see, the long term cost to the county, to the ratepayers, to the utility, is considerable.
I think you just made an enemy out of every ratepayer.
But the
flip side of that, Mr. Ross, is to get to where that pipeline goes is in a private development. which is not a DLDOT right of way, which the county had to go get an easement for so that it could serve all those houses. That's, you know, that's an example.
Yeah, I just keep searching for ways to help with our transportation options by not, you know, you have ahead of the game.
On the transportation side, you're 100% correct, because the transportation has a long-term vision, which is many, many years. We, if we have to serve, we have to serve within a very short timeline, and we have to go from point A to point B.
Yeah. So, but if we already had easements and
if we had a utility easement, then when the road expanded, you would have to move the line, and that's a big deal. So.
Strangely enough, if you're a public utility and DLDOT expands the road, the department has to move the public utility.
It still comes out of our pocket.
As I say, we're still paying for it. Yeah. So.
That's one less mile, less a road that we get because we had to relocate a utility. So,
and strangely enough, if you have a private utility, the utility has to move itself, so the ratepayers end up paying.
So there's your answer. Call it Vince's utility and let him pay for it.
Hello.
But you have to be, in order to own infrastructure in the right, in the public right of way, you have to be a regulated utility. Vince's utility is rogue, not regulated, so it will not work.
Ah, you rascal. You gave him a loophole. Okay, shall we?
Yeah, my only other one,
where were we?
Just the last one, was so when I read through it, the solid waste management one, was that somebody that wanted that in there? I mean,
I added that when we considered adding, you know, other utilities, stormwater, telecommunications, so it is a utility technically.
I mean, I didn't have any problem with it being there. It was more, you know, we've talked a little bit about trying to pare down some of this stuff.
But it's a monopoly, Alexis?
What, solid waste?
Yeah, it is an authority.
8.7,
yeah. So no other utility can have a solid waste authority in the state of Delaware other than the existing DSWA.
But I mean, it's still a utility.
I mean, I don't care. I was just questioning. It just seemed like it was sort of hanging out there.
You see, people confuse the collection piece with the actual waste piece. Mm-hmm.
Well, after you make your edits, if you need space, you can just take that out. And if you
solid waste could be.
Like I said, whatever. I don't feel strongly one way or the other.
Yeah,
just a
neither.
Sort of question.
But it does have nothing to do with the county, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, well, I guess it does.
Natural gas doesn't actually have to.
Yeah, natural gas
some of the electric providers.
Yeah, but it's sort of, and I was going to say, but that ties utilities. Into, you know, our mapping, and it ties into economic development. So that, to me, makes sense. I guess you could say the same thing. You got to be able to dispose of solid waste. Yeah. You know, it didn't seem like it had such a nexus between other parts of that. Whatever, leave it in, it's fine.
I mean, it shows that we have legacy landfills, we maintain the legacy landfills, there's oversight over them.
One last thing, on the figure 821, is there any merit to putting all the town water service areas in one color and just call them town water service areas so there's not so many colors?
Good point.
Oh, I'll defer to this group. I don't mind changing that, but.
And just call it, you know, make, just say town water service areas, make them all one color, and then you don't have quite so many to filter through.
Is that a big change? I mean, is it hard to do?
No, not at all. Yeah. Hans, do you think it's neat, we need to call out the different towns like this, and the colors? I just followed the same way it was done in the 08 plan. They were all colored differently.
Oh. It's only tricky in one aspect, Mr. Chairman, where they touch. Lewis Board of Public Works and Rehoboth touches. So I would like to keep the ones which touch separately, so you know where that division line is. But the ones which are distinct and separate, for example, Laurel, you know.
Or most of these are distinct except for that one, right?
Could we use a heavier weight for the line to show the distinction if we leave them all in one color? Because then you could see that there's a line going through.
Yeah, that'll work.
We could do that.
What was that, Janelle?
If we make the line a heavier color, so it looks like, you know, you make the line weight heavier, so you can clearly tell it's one color, but there's clearly a separation between the two.
I mean, there's the Dagsborough-Frankfort line, you know,
for example. But that will be great, so you can see the heavy.
So you're going to keep Artesian one color, you're going to keep Wilkinson a separate color, Longneck a separate color, Tidewater a separate color, Sussex Shores a separate color, County a separate color, and then just all the municipal ones will be one color.
Be one color.
Yeah.
And they'll just have, like, right now it's probably a 0.5 line type, but if we make it like a 1 or a 2, it'll be wider so you can clearly see, especially once the one they touch, that there is a distinction between the boundary.
We'll have to merge them together because the way the data is, it has them in parcels or whatever they're broken up. So we'll merge it into one polygon and then outline that polygon
just drag
in the thicker.
You can just drag it and merge them. Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I do have one more thing. Hang on. I'm just making a note. And I have one more thing. And you wanted that on the sewer and the water, both of those?
If you,
this is the water, and let me see.
I just looked at the water one. I didn't look at the sewer one.
We'll do them both.
You must have done both, yeah.
Don't do that, please.
No.
Okay, then.
Because the Western Sussex sewer solution is moving forward.
Oh, gotcha. Right, yeah.
And that would look really confusing.
Right.
So just water?
So just water.
No.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Any other change?
I do have one more thing. We, at the last meeting where we talked about utilities, someone from the University of Delaware came and spoke about renewable energy and would like some information that they can provide in the plan. Janelle, did you print those out?
I didn't get a chance to print it out this morning.
All right. So I can pull it open. They sent me text yesterday that they would like considered for the plan. So I can email it out, or we can look at it now. It's a couple paragraphs. It's probably too hard to read on the screen. But they've sent some text on research that they've done on the different types of renewable energy in the county and potentially coming into the county in the future. I wanted to get the commission's consideration for input into the plan. Thoughts? Do you want me to email this out?
Now, why would the county comprehensive plan want to wade into this very contentious offshore wind discussion?
That was just a piece of it.
I was going to ask you that.
I'm thinking maybe it would be a broader picture. I'm going to interrupt. Maybe it would be a broader picture of how does the county look at alternative energy sources. So it would be wind and water, and or wind and solar, and maybe geothermal, and just leave them as a broader. You know, it's like because the zoning code does currently have guidelines for wind. You know, we have different policies for solar, but, you know, recognizing that we recognize different energy alternatives. And maybe
we have a strategy for.
Yeah, there's a strategy.
Yes, there's one strategy.
But maybe there's a little bit more. I think, should we. Add a little bit more, like a couple sentences in the narrative.
On the renewable side, we've got a strategy that says encourage renewable energy sources from a utility level standpoint, which I think is what we were trying to focus on, as rather than having a Mad Hatter approach. And wouldn't that cover wind or any other? It just says renewable energy. It doesn't say.
Yeah, but this is narrative text. So there wasn't really anything in the narrative to support that.
It ties
into
it.
So this is talking about the different types of renewables out there.
And again, it could just be a line or two.
It probably needs to be simplified. This is very detailed, but they wanted to give you all the information and then pare it down. So this is information that they have. They do a lot of research on renewable energy.
And what we could do is, if we wanted to, you know, the county has zoning regulations regarding wind. We have a current policy for solar. We don't actually have anything for geothermal, but somehow recognize that in the narrative that then ties back to that strategy that, you know, we're looking for a more holistic approach to it, and then instead of so piecemeal.
You have anything for poop to power?
Yeah, so I'm saying I don't want to limit us to, well, we're looking at solar, we're looking at wind, and we're looking at geothermal. You know?
And other types of renewable energy sources?
Can we just say renewable
say
energy?
Renewable energy sources. Because, I mean, there are things that are coming that
we have not thought about, like the autonomous cars.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked to this guy who builds cars builds the McLaren, which is, you know, $250,000 Mercedes, and it can go like 0 to 250. And, you know, one of my friends talked to him one day and said, wow, you know, that's amazing. You can do that. He goes, well, for this kind of money, he goes, if you want me to build a car that runs on water, I can do it. So, you know, it's out there. It's just, when is it going to be feasible, cost effective for all of us?
So is it, do we just want a line in there, or do we want like a category that says other renewable energy sources and reference, just leave it like maybe?
No one's seen this yet. We just got it yesterday. Why don't I email it out for everyone to read?
Yeah.
And then we can either put it on the next agenda, or I don't want to hold up this chapter, but.
Yeah, I was hoping to get through this chapter today too, but if that's what we have to do, that's what we have to
do. Well, let's do this. I agree with you. I think let's circulate this email.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we can't get this done and up on the website and still talk about it next week. And if we want to add in like a short paragraph,
we can amend it.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
Because I don't want to hold this one
up. I don't either.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I'll email this out. We can then talk about everyone after everyone had a chance to read it.
Yeah.
And we'll put it on next week's agenda, just touch base, and we'll see. We either get it up there or we won't.
Okay. And maybe in the meantime, we can noodle through, you know, how to summarize it.
Yeah, they give us a lot. We're probably going to need to pare it down, obviously. And there's some statistics and things that we might know.
You and Kim can do your magic. Yeah. Yeah. I'm giving you more work.
Well, for this one, I think I agree. I think that we could get the narrative down to one paragraph
very easily.
We want to support
renewable energy.
Renewable energy in the county, and where it's feasible and appropriate. I mean, because we had a renewable energy source come in, but it was not appropriate for where they wanted to put it. We thought it was a great idea.
What was this? So, oh, never mind. Nothing worth it.
Is that the last edit for
that? That was the last edit for utilities.
Yep.
Okay, then I think maybe the thing to do is to go ahead and try to get this draft posted, and then we'll still put it on the agenda for this last edit so that it will be posted, if that's okay.
Do you need to?
We'll do a motion as long as you're comfortable with making these final edits before you post it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have to address. Wait, what about the thing from Jane? Is that going to take a little bit of time?
It will take 2 or 3 days, but at that point we have it.
I'll just put a number in. So, once you get that.
It might take 2 or 3 days get up on the website. Get it posted, so.
Well, do you want to wait till next week anyway, or do we want to get it posted this week after we get the number from Jane?
As soon as the public has it, we're only going to add a paragraph or two, so it's a draft.
All right.
So I guess I would entertain that. All
right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we get this element posted.
As a draft?
As a draft, and then we can
revise.
That's
all. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Second. We got a motion and second to post the utilities element as a draft. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Thank you, Hans. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very good. Very good. Hard work on the. I really like the new comprehensive plan utility section. I think it's very robust.
We'll see if we make it through the public hearing in late October, November, whatever it is.
Now, will you be available, just like you pulled the engineering, will you be available in the Chapter 110 discussions with Vince and I?
Yeah, I'm available as long as you have a bulletproof vest and, you know, some kind of mask for the tomatoes and eggs.
No, that's not that contentious. Now, Mr. Counselor.
Sorry, what?
No, we're good.
You know, like the Chapter 110 changes don't come to the Planning Commission.
Right, that's true.
Do you see any benefit if we brought it to the Planning Commission for informational purposes and asked for an endorsement? Because it does have a lot of tie-in to the comp plan now.
And I don't see.
So for the future, so that for the next comp plan, that whoever was on the.
No, this particular one, because we asked for so many, you know, like the TO idea being obviously the biggest one, but there's a number of other ones that we come before you just show you how we envision to integrate it and ask for your endorsement from the land use side. You know, yes, this will work for benefiting the land use. I mean, that does not carry the same recommendation, you know, weight as a land use decision.
Say the better way is to come in and just explain it. If, with all due respect to the commission, if you present it as requesting an endorsement from the commission on something that's not 115 or 99, council's probably going to take exception to that. You know, just politically, I'd want to stay clear of asking for an endorsement.
So we would ask, for no endorsement. We would give a presentation.
Yeah,
informational.
And I don't think there's any reason why you couldn't, after that, go to the council and say, I made this presentation to the commission, and they seemed like it was a great idea, you know, but...
Right, get some feedback and try to integrate the feedback without the endorsement piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
It might take us 10 years to get over all this endorsement we're doing.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, is timing-wise, you know, at some point, just take it to council.
We're a little busy.
Yeah, we're not busy at all. No.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Hans. Okay, we're done with that. We'll go back to future land use.
Let's go back.